Hello everyone, it's Charlie C again, and we are about to start on our second season, 10th episode of Study Skills 101. The purpose of this podcast is to once again use science and expert knowledge to teach you good study habits so you can ace those university exams. Today, we are going to talk about using mnemonics to make learning easier. Have you ever struggled to memorize formulas, historical dates, or new vocabulary words? Maybe you've used little tricks, like PEMDAS for the order of operations or My Very Educated Mother Just Served Us Nachos to remember the planets. Well, these are mnemonic devices, and they've been helping people for thousands of years. In this episode, we'll explore the history of mnemonics, how ancient scholars used them, the science behind why they work, different types of mnemonic techniques, and practical ways you can use them in daily life. So, whether you're a student, a professional, or just someone who wants to remember things better, stick around. This episode is packed with useful tips. As we begin, let's start with a bit of history. Mnemonics, the word itself, comes from the Greek word mnemon, meaning mindful. It's also linked to Mnemosyne, the Greek goddess of memory. One of the earliest known mnemonic techniques is the method of loci, also called the Memory Palace. It dates back to Simonides of Ceos, a Greek poet from the 5th century BCE. The story goes that he was attending a banquet when the ceiling collapsed. He survived, but realized he could recall exactly where each person was sitting. This inspired the idea that memory could be spatially organized, by associating information with specific places. Later, the Romans refined this technique. Orators like Cicero used memory palaces to recall long speeches without notes. During the Middle Ages, monks and scholars relied on mnemonics to memorize religious texts. The technique persisted into the Renaissance, and even today, professional memory champions use similar strategies to remember thousands of digits of pi. But why do these techniques work? To answer that, let's revisit and look more in depth at the science of memory. Our brains process enormous amounts of information every day. But why do some things stick while others slip away? It all comes down to how we encode and retrieve information. Research shows that our brains remember patterns, images, and emotions better than raw facts. One famous experiment, called the Baker/Baker paradox, proves this. Researchers showed two groups of people a photo of the same man. One group was told his name was Mr. Baker. The other was told he was a baker by profession. Later, the second group was much more likely to remember the word baker. Why? Because it had meaning. They imagined a baker with flour, an apron, or a bakery. The first group, on the other hand, struggled because a name has no immediate visual or emotional connection. This is exactly why mnemonics work. They attach meaning to otherwise random information. They use dual coding theory, which suggests we remember better when we combine words and images. They group or chunk information, making it easier to store. So, let's get practical. What are some types of mnemonics and how can you use them? One of the simplest mnemonic techniques is acronyms. You already know some. PEMDAS, parentheses, exponents, multiplication, division, addition, subtraction. HOMES, to remember the Great Lakes, Huron, Ontario, Michigan, Erie, Superior. Acrostics take this a step further by forming full sentences like, My very educated mother just served us nachos, planets. Every good boy deserves fudge, musical notes, EGBDF. A second useful trick is to use the method of loci, otherwise known as memory palace. This is one of the most powerful techniques. To use it, imagine a familiar place, your home, for example. Assign different pieces of information to locations in that space. Walk through the space in your mind to recall the information. This works well for memorizing long lists, speeches, or complex concepts. A third trick to helping our memory is to use rhymes and songs. We all learned the alphabet with a song, right? That's because rhymes and melodies make recall effortless. Another example, I before E, except after C. A fourth trick to helping our memory is one we have already visited called chunking. But hey, revisiting helps too. For example, instead of memorizing 149,217,761,812, break it into 1492, Columbus, 1776, American Revolution, 1812, War of 1812. Suddenly, the numbers have meaning. A fifth trick to helping our memory is to use what is called the PEG system and number rhymes. The PEG system works by linking numbers to rhyming words Unu Esteban, 2 equals shoe, 3 equals tree. To remember a list, visualize each item interacting with the rhyming word. Finally, imaging can help to give your memory a boost. For example, if you're learning mitochondria, imagine a tiny power plant inside a cell, because mitochondria are the powerhouses of cells. Now you might be asking yourself, all of this is great, but when and how should we use it? Well, the applications are endless, but let's give some examples. First, in university. Medical students use mnemonics to memorize anatomy, e.g., on old Olympus's towering tops, for cranial nerves. Law students remember legal principles with acronyms. Language learners associate words with images. For example, carrot in French is carotte. Imagine a French chef holding a carrot. Second, in everyday life. Remembering passwords. Take the first letters of a phrase you know. For example, I love pizza on Fridays. ILPOF21. Remembering names. Connect them with something visual. For example, mark. Imagine a check mark. Shopping lists. Use the memory palace. So, let's recap. Mnemonics have been used for centuries. Science suggests that they improve memory by creating connections and patterns. There are many types: acronyms, loci, songs, PEG systems, and more. You can use mnemonics for studying, work, and everyday life. Now, I challenge you to try one of these techniques today. Whether it's using an acronym to remember a fact or creating a mental image for a new word, see how mnemonics can help you. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and share your favorite mnemonic trick on social media. Until next time, thank you for listening and happy studying.